Excellent. Right, we're here at 4 Networking in Bishop Stortford, and I'm sitting with...
Mike Swager.
Mike Swager. Okay, Mike, what company are you from?
My company's called Profitess, and it's a management consultant come project management company.
Yeah.
And I work with businesses on a whole range of topics, really. Whatever somebody wants some help with, I'll go in and help them. Such the things I find myself doing, IT projects, projects that require businesses to look at how they work, so process improvement, cost reduction, people-based projects around headcounts, those types of projects.
Okay.
So really looking at how I can help a business to work more efficiently or more effectively.
Okay, and have you got a website?
I haven't got a website.
Okay. Where could we find you if we wanted to find you on the net?
You can find me on the net through LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'm on LinkedIn.
And how do we spell your name?
It's spelled Mike. .ZWAGER.
Brilliant. Okay, right, we've got a connection to you. So you're on LinkedIn. Is there anything else that you're doing within social networking to sort of generate feeds and leads?
No, that's one of the reasons why I was quite keen to talk to you, obviously, Ian, listening to what you're saying this morning. I'm really interested in how maybe I should think about using the likes of Twitter.
Yeah.
And how maybe Twitter could help me as well.
Okay.
I'm also very new to LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I've got quite a lot of work to do to actually build that up to make it work effectively for me.
Yeah, and you're on four. You've come to the 4 Networking breakfast meeting this morning
as a guest.
As a guest. So have you set yourself a profile yet up on the 4 Networking website?
No.
Right. Well, that's one of the sort of first bits of advice I could give you is go straight along to 4networking.biz. That's B-I-Z, and get yourself a profile set up, and get as much information about you and your business as you can. Although you haven't got a website at the moment, I'd suggest you get at least the link through to your LinkedIn profile, so that when people find you on the 4 Networking website, they can then click through to you and find out more about you and how to get in touch with you so that you can get involved to help them with their projects. If you haven't got into Twitter yet, definitely think about getting a Twitter account set up. If you could get a Twitter account using your first name and second name, so my name, for example, twitter.com/IanMcKendrick, and then people find me, and they can find you through finding you through your name. Second bit of advice on Twitter would be to get a good photograph of yourself. Nothing where you're too small in the photograph. People like the eyes, people like the face, so a nice close-up photograph.
So headshot is better than a full body shot.
Yeah, headshot is better than a full body shot, because you want to get up close and personal, but not so close you're scaring them, you know, not just across the eyeballs. Avoid wearing dark glasses, for example, because people like eyes. A nice, smiley, approachable face, you know, and we'll do a photograph of you in a minute when we finish recording this, and maybe you could copy that and use that in your Twitter profile. The next thing you need to do is get yourself a good bio together. Write yourself a bio up. You've only got 160 characters, I think it is, in Twitter. And that's quite an art. But don't worry if it doesn't work out right the first time, because you can always go in and fine-tune it and change it and make it a lot more sharper as time goes on.
So with only 160 characters, do you find yourself within your bio almost just listing out the things you can do or things that you specialise in?
Well, if you go and have a look at my profile and what I've written, and maybe look at some of my followers and what they've written, you'll see, like, for example, first and foremost, is the key thing about me is I'm an IT strategist. So that my bio starts with that, is IT strategist, IT strategist, and keynote speaker. It's the second thing I do, a lot of speaking. On and the things I speak about, like IT security, IT strategy and social networking, and founder of www.killerseosuperblogs.com. So there's a links in there that goes through to my sites, and if you like, all the information but condensed down as small as I could get it.
Right. Okay.
So, all right, I hope that's been enough information for you to get started, because we're quite limited on time. Well, we've nearly reached the end of that. So, Mike, it's been really good to meet you, and hopefully we'll catch up online with you fairly soon.
Thank you.
Take care.